Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
The committee is strongly of the opinion that the lack of statutory clinical oversight of care for residents in the private nursing home sector is one of the biggest weaknesses exposed by COVID-19. That's just one of the findings of the report published this afternoon, the interim report on COVID-19 in nursing homes. I'm joined by Michael McNamara, chair of the Special Committee on COVID-19 Response, and the independent TD for Clare. First off, Michael, this report was released 3 o'clock of a Friday of a bank holiday weekend. Were you bounced into that by the government, or were you happy that it should come out today at that time?
Well, I mean, the alternative was to leave it to next week, because obviously we couldn't release a report until it was agreed by all of the committee members. And, you know, this is the second report to be published. There'll be a third report being published next week. And we are going to return to looking at many of the issues raised in this report in September. So it wasn't, certainly the committee operates completely independently of the government. Obviously there are members of government parties.
There's an inbuilt government majority though.
There isn't actually on this committee uniquely.
There was 10 government members out of a total of 19, no?
I thought there were,
you're the chairperson, you tell me.
Well, I think there are 4 Fine Gael members, 4 Fianna Fáil members and 1 Green member.
Okay.
So that's 9, I think.
I stand corrected. Like, all right. Let's get to the content of the report.
I think that's more.
Yeah. Obviously, a very big ball was dropped here when we allowed hospitals to discharge patients into nursing homes in March with no testing. In effect, we created that problem. Is that fair to say?
Yes, but I mean, I suppose, you know, we can't really judge people from what we know now. We should maybe judge them, and we know a lot more now about asymptomatic patients and asymptomatic carriers of COVID-19 now than we knew then. But certainly there was a lot of information coming from Spain and Italy about the fact that there was a disproportionate number of deaths in nursing homes there.
We did know back then that there was 128 nursing homes with which HICWA was not happy.
Yes, and that's a key finding of this report.
Yeah, and HICWA told the HSE that, yet it would appear that the overriding priority was to clear people out of the acute hospitals and into nursing homes or to other settings.
Indeed. I mean, first of all, HICWA provided the HSE with a list of nursing homes about which they were particularly concerned. Now, HICWA refused or declined to provide that report to the committee, and that's obviously a source of regret to the committee, and I'd invite HICWA again to provide that and to be accountable. Obviously, HICWA...
Does it matter, though, because you know the substance of it?
Yes, but there's a broader problem. I mean, up to 20% of nursing homes fail HICWA infection control standards. I mean, you have nursing homes which are compliant, substantially compliant, and then fail. And the HSE repeatedly put new patients now, as they have done for years, into those nursing homes which fail, and they pay for those patients with taxpayers' money. And that is something that the committee is calling upon to be reviewed. On a broader issue, the committee is calling upon the state to look at the fact that our care for our elderly is in congregated settings, is in nursing homes. And we do need to move away from that towards a model which provides care for our older community in their homes and certainly in their communities, and that needs to be put, the provision of that care needs to be put on a statutory basis, and the regulation of that care, the financing of it and the regulation of it needs to be put on a statutory basis. And that's another key recommendation. But I would say that this is an interim report, and we will, HICWA rather late in the day produced a report themselves, and we need to look at that, we need to interrogate that report and indeed speak to HICWA about that. And there's an expert advisory group which the previous Minister for Health established, which I think has reported, I'm not entirely certain, it's certainly due to report by the end of July, so we'd be hoping that the Minister for Health would publish that report and we can get that expert advisory group in before producing a final report.
As chairperson, can you confirm, please, because there seems to have been quite a lot of rumblings of disquiet amongst the opposition members of this committee, that there was a lot of things that they just could not get onto the agenda or into this report. Things like discussions about whether we should be moving nursing home care back into the public setting, out of the private hands, or also whether there should be an inquiry, and that these are things that just didn't make their way into this report or for discussion.
These are things that I think are, I mean, there's a broad ideological debate to be had about all public services, including public services for the elderly, whether they should be provided by private actors, whether they should be provided by both private and public, or exclusively within the public domain. I mean, that's a much broader issue than COVID-19 response. It is something that we will return to, but the other issue is one that we will specifically be looking at in September. And I mean,
the issue of an inquiry.
The issue of an inquiry. I mean, it would be
because I mean, a lot of these recommendations are, in fairness, would you not agree? And this is not a criticism of you as the chairperson, because you are a chairperson of a multi-party committee. But a lot of it's very, very watery, really.
Well, I don't think. I mean,
somebody should look at this. Somebody should look at that.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think anybody has recommended to date that no more patients be discharged into nursing homes that are failing HICWA control standards. That's something that I think is very new. I don't think we've had any systemic look at care for the elderly and the fact that we need to be moving away from congregated settings towards care in the community. I don't think that's been the subject of a report yet. And on the issue of an inquiry, I think it would be premature for us to say that we haven't finished our looking at this yet, but we think that there should be an inquiry. I think we need to finish looking at this. We need to talk to HICWA. We need to talk to the expert advisory group. And then if there's a necessity to recommend an inquiry, we need to clearly say what we have found with regard to HICWA. And we couldn't make findings with regard to HICWA because they came in quite early in the day in the course of this COVID-19 committee. And notwithstanding the fact that we've had six sessions a week now for a number of weeks, we're looking at everything from nursing homes to clusters in meat factories to educational settings.
You'll resume that
we will indeed.
September. Come back to this ideological divide, though, please, will you? Tell me, where do you stand on it? And would it be fair to say that it's the case that it is Fine Gael of the government parties that is to the fore in saying, no, we don't want to have that conversation about moving nursing home care out of the private hands and back into the public sector?
To be perfectly honest with you, this was not a feature. I would say this was not a key feature of the committee meetings up to now at all, or we didn't hear any evidence on it, and it wasn't even a key, in my view, a key item of discussion between committee members. It was something that we came to very late in the day.
You're asking me, are you all missing the elephant in the room then, that the vast majority of deaths occurred in a private setting and not in a public setting, notwithstanding
there were very serious numbers of deaths in some of the public-run institutions just as much as there were in private institutions. Obviously, the vast majority of nursing homes in Ireland are privately run. Therefore, the vast majority of deaths were in private nursing homes. But I think it would be wrong to say that it was a private bad and public good in this instance.
No, it's obviously more nuanced than that, but you are talking about a proportionately 50% higher rate of death in private settings. Now, why are you telling us that that's not up for discussion within the committee?
No, but of course it will be up for discussion within the committee. But the purpose of this was to get out an interim report so that we could, I think the finding that we no longer put patients into nursing homes, as has been happening up to today and will happen tomorrow and will happen the day after tomorrow and will happen all of next week until the HSE stop discharging patients from acute hospitals, or stop actually paying for new residents to go into nursing homes which are failing HICWA inspections.
Again, not a criticism of you personally, but more where the committee is at in its thinking. It's not exactly a breathtaking finding to say people shouldn't be sent to places that don't meet the minimum standards.
Of course it's not, but it's happening. It's not a breathtaking finding, but it is happening, and it has continued to happen right through this COVID crisis, before the COVID crisis, right through the COVID crisis, up to now, and would continue to happen until HSE takes steps to stop it happening. So breathtaking or otherwise, it is the first recommendation that I'm aware of from any Oireachtas committee, or indeed any committee, that this practice end.
Let me get you to put on another hat as a TD in whose constituency Shannon Airport sits. What's your reaction to the announcement from Aer Lingus?
Well, it's obviously deeply troubling in the first instance for the livelihoods of the Aer Lingus workers who have put a lifetime of work in many instances into Aer Lingus. It's also, I think, very troubling for the tourism industry right across the Midwest and the West Coast of Ireland, which is heavily dependent on connectivity. And the economic development of the Midwest has been very much based around foreign direct investment, and that in turn is based around the connectivity of the Midwest, and that Aer Lingus is a key part of that.
What's
connectivity.
Your hope?
Well, my hope is that Aer Lingus will maintain a base in the Midwest. My hope is that Aer Lingus will begin scheduled flights again from Shannon. There are no scheduled flights operated by Aer Lingus now, and I would hope that they will continue to see that there is demand from Shannon to North America, and there's demand from Shannon to Heathrow, and Aer Lingus was due to commence flights to Barcelona, which is, I suppose, a relatively minor hub, and Paris, which is a larger hub in Europe.
But when you're running a €316 million loss in the first half of this year, obviously you have to cut your cloth to measure.
Obviously you do, but I mean, the question is whether Aer Lingus retrenches into Dublin Airport and Dublin Airport alone, or whether it continues to operate out of Shannon, which was always profitable. We were continually told that when the last of the Aer Lingus shareholding was being sold by the government, IAG. In fairness, Willie Walsh, and I voted against it at the time because I just thought, as an island nation, we do need to guarantee connectivity. But he did say that they would continue to operate out of Shannon while it was profitable. Shannon has been profitable up to now. Neither Shannon or Dublin or any other part of the aviation sector is profitable at the moment. And the other thing I think to bear in mind is that it did come out of the COVID committee that Ireland's response with regard to tourism and with regard to the aviation sector is quite different, or it is an outlier in the European Union. It has adopted a different approach. I put that to Pascal Donoghue in the Dáil. He accepted that we've adopted a different approach. And of course, it is the want of any independent nation to adopt its own approach in matters like this.
Michael McNamara, TD, thank you very much for coming in to us.